Today's Shir's Masechta Pesachim Daf Tzadik Beis. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. As we have mentioned in previous Shurim, if somebody, Rachman Slan, loses one of his close relatives, he is an Einin. There's extensive discussion at what point somebody becomes an Einin and what is the halacha of the Einin. The Pshat that most Rishonim use in understanding our Mishnah and Gemara is that the individual who we're speaking about in our Mishnah, the Einin in our Mishnah, who lost one of his close relatives, is today was the day that his close relative was Nifter. The day of the Ptira of the close relative is the day that the individual becomes an Einin Midaraisa. The din that somebody becomes an oinen and that he's not allowed to eat kachim is based on what the Torah, there's a number of sources for this halacha. Some say we learn it, that we know that the Torah Kedoshah says regarding meiser, when we say the vidu meiser, we say lo yachalti bi oini mimenu. And therefore, we learn if somebody, when he's in, somebody who may not eat meiser when he's an oinen, certainly, he may not eat kachim when he's an einin. That's one makar. Another makar is from a discussion that we've discussed earlier in our Masechta, the discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the eighth day of the Meluim, where Aaron and his children were einin because of the Ptira of Nadav and Avihu, and Aaron burnt the carbon chatas that's brought on every Rosh Chodesh. And Aaron said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'tikreini oisi ke'ela v'chalti chatas." If something like this happened where I lost my children and I became einin v'chalti chatas, and if I would eat the chatas in such a situation, hayitav be'enei Hashem, is that something that Kadosh Baruch Hu would be satisfied with? So we see that einin is not allowed to eat Kabonis. And that's what he was saying to HaKadosh Baruch. That's why he said that I could not have eaten the chatas that is a common chatas that's brought every Rosh Chodesh. The Smag says that we know that the halacha is that a karmen should be eaten l'moshcha, k'derech Hashem malachim oichlim. And a person, Rachman Otzlan, who is in the status of being an oinen, is not an individual who could eat a karmen l'moshcha, k'derech Shemalachim Oiskim. So most Rishonim, and that's the way we're going to learn of our Gemara, the day of the Ptira is the day that the individual is an Oinim Midaraisa. The night after, certainly if it's after the Kfura, he's an Oinim Midrabonin. Rashi seems to say that even if the Kfura had not yet taken place, the Aninus Daraisa is only on the day of the Ptira. Other Rishonim disagree, but the Pasha Pshat we're going to learn like Rashi is that the day of the Ptira is where the person is the Oinen, and the night after he is no longer an Oinen Midaraisa, he's only Oinen Midrabonin. And therefore, teaches us the Mishnah, an Oinen, if Rachman Tzlan, somebody is an Oinen, what he should do is Oichel, he should be Toivel. And the halacha is that since till now he was an oinen and he was not allowed to eat karbonis, Chazal said that before he could eat karbonis, he has to go to the mikveh. The Rambam says that since till now he was not allowed to eat karbonis, so he wasn't that focused on his tumah and tahara, because the reason Kohanim are typically so focused on their tumah and tahara because they recognize that we may have kabbonis that we need to eat. But if this individual, says the Rambam, wasn't allowed to eat kabbonis as we just discussed because he was an oinen, he wasn't paying that close attention not to expose himself to any tumah, because anyway, I'm not going to be able to eat kabbonis. And that's why before he's able to eat kabbonis, when he moves away from that situation where he's not that careful, he has to go to the mikveh. Even though we're learning that he has to have go to the mikveh, the Rishonim point out that he doesn't have to have Harav Shemesh. As soon as he goes to the mikveh, he's no longer an Oinim Midaraisa, and there is no need for him to have Harav Shemesh to be able to start eating karbonis. So continues the Mishnah. Oinen Tainvel. So you have an Oinen that the day of Erev Pesach, Rachman Tzlan, he was an Oinen. They could still bring a Karm Pesach on his behalf. Tovel, he'll go to the mikveh before he eats the Karm Pesach, Voichlas Pischel Erev, and at night he'll be able to eat the Karm Pesach. Avol Loi Bekotchim. This special halacha that we're allowing him to do so is only regarding Karm Pesach, because as we've learned so many times, Karm Pesach comes with a special chumrah that it's a mitzvah say for which there's a chiyuv koras. So that's why Chazal were particularly lenient and allowed the oinen the night after the kvura to eat the Karm Pesach. By other kotchim, Chazal did not give them that special dispensation. Continues the Mishnah, Hashemeya Mesoy. If somebody hears that one of his close relatives passed away, that the halach is that the day that he hears about that, he is considered like an oinen. Or hamalakat loy atzomis. It was very common in those days that they would bury people in moist ground in order that the body should quickly decompose. And afterwards, they would bury the leftover remnants, the bones of the body, in a respectable kever. The halacha is, and if that's the way the mace was buried lechatchila, it's mutter. The day that this occurrence would happen, that person, the children of those people, would have to act like Avelim that day. Avelim oinim midrabanan. They're not allowed to eat kotchim. But the halacha is, for such a person, if that's his status, he can't eat karbonis that day. But he could be toivel in order to be able to eat karbonis that night. Another halacha. Gershon's guy bear Pesach, a ger that became a ger in Erev Pesach, so he can't eat Karban Pesach that day. Chazal said that he's considered like he's Tomei. But Beishame Oimrim Toivav Oichel's Pischel Erev. What he can do is eat his Karban Pesach at that night. Beisil Oimrim, Beisil say, Haparishman, Orlok, Haparishman, Akever. Somebody who becomes a ger is like he becomes tamei from being a tamei mace, and just like somebody who's tamei for tamei mace, we know has to wait a minimum of 7 days because a tamei mace has to have the third day and the seventh day the hazor of the mechatas. Here too, this person has to wait for 7 days before he can eat kabanas. And since he has to wait for 7 days before he can eat kabanas, today, Erev Pesach, this year Pesach, he won't be able to eat the Karban Pesach tonight if we made the bris, if he became a ger on Erev Pesach. This halacha will apply even if he was a ger that did not have to have a bris milah, because he already had a bris from before he came a ger. The halacha is the same, explained the Rishonim, for all Gerim. According to Beisil, the Gemara will explain in a few moments why if they had a bris milah on Erev Pesach, the halacha is that they can't eat Karban Pesach that night. Says the Gemara, my Tama, what's the reason that we're lenient that if somebody who is an oinen on Erev Pesach, we're going to bring a Karm Pesach on his behalf and allow him to eat from that Karm Pesach tonight, Pesach? Answers the Gemara, Kesavar, the Tan of our Mishnah is of the opinion that Ninus Delilah, the fact that he has to act like an oinen that night is only Midrabanan. The Gabe Pesach, when it comes to Hilchos Pesach, Shloi Himidu Devrei B'Mokin Karis. As we explained when we learned the Mishnah, the Chiyuv of bringing Karn Pesach. The Isser, the Oynish, for not bringing Karn Pesach is a very serious Oynish. There's a Chiv Karis, and that's why Chazal waived the Ninas the Rabbonim. Whereas Kabe Kachim, where all other Kachim that don't carry that serious punishment if not eat, for not bringing or eating those kabonas. Chazal said Sheval Taisa Odov, and Chazal said don't eat kachim because the individual is an oinen drabonin. So the Shar Malch asks, how do we know that Aninas Laila Midrabonin? Maybe we should say that Aninas Laila is Midraisa. And still, the halacha is that there's no Aninas Beyontif. So, says the Shar Malach, from here we see that when we say that there's no Aninus on Yontif, that's only Aninus the Rabbonon. But whenever somebody is Oinem Midaraisa, which as we said at the beginning of the Shir, a person who's Oinem Midaraisa may not eat Kachim, a person who's Oinem Midaraisa may not eat Meiser, such halacha would apply on Yontif as well. And therefore, Chazal would not have the ability to waive that halacha. Chazal can't abrogate a din d'oraisa. But if we learn it's only the Rabbanon said here we'll be lenient and allow him to eat the Korban Pesach. The Rebbeinu Chananel explains that even if we'll say that there is no aninus in Yontif, that's only an aninus that began on Yontif. If somebody, Rechaman Slon, lost a close relative on Yontif, so he doesn't begin his aninus. But if the aninus were before Yontif, there Yontif doesn't take away aninus d'oraisa. So if the aninus by night was d'oraisa, he would not be able to eat Korban Pesach. So therefore, the Gemara explains Rebbeinu Chananel, the halacha will be that and the Gemara says Aninus at night is only Drabonon, and that's why for Korban Pesach they waived it. But what we see from here, according to Rebbeinu Chananel, there's a very big nafkamina la'alocha by all kabonis. If somebody was an oinen before Yontif, as we just learned in the Gemara, and then Yontif comes, he may not eat kabonis. But if the person only Rachmana Litzlan became an oinen on Yontif, then we would be more lenient and allow him to continue eating to eat kabonis on Yontif. The Meiri has a different approach to our Gemara. The Meiri says that there's a nafka mina if the mace was nifgar, if the mace was already buried or the mace was not buried. If the mace is buried and now it's yontiv, aninus is pushed away. But our Mishnah explains is speaking about a situation where the mace was not yet buried. And therefore, for all halachas, the aninus remains, except for the halacha of Korban Pesach. And there we could be more lenient. So ask the Tveres Yisrael, even if we'll say that Aninus is the Raisa, why don't we say that the essay of Achilles Pesach is Doicha, the Lav of Aninus? So answer the Tveres Yisrael. Once the Torah told us, as we discussed at the beginning of our Shir, that an Oinah may not eat Kachim, even though there's a mitzvah to eat kachim, so we see that when it comes to the mitzvah of eating kabonis, aninus doesn't get pushed away. And therefore, if aninus on this case would arise, that the mitzvah of eating the carbon cannot be able to push it away. So ask Tosfos, why is the Gemara saying that what makes Pesach strong is, as we said in the Mishnah and the Gemara, is because Pesach is a carbon that comes with a chiv karis? Why did the Gemara say that what makes Pesach strong is that it's a mitzvah averis? That tonight is the only time, the first night of Yontif, is the only time that you could eat the carbon. And since that's the only time you could eat the carbon, that's why Chazal were lenient. So Tosfos answers, if that was the explanation, there are kabbonis that tonight's the only time that they could be eaten as well. For example, if the carbon toidu was brought on behalf of that oinen, and we know the carbon may only be eaten liyoyim v'layla, so then it should not be. Then the halacha of the Mishnah should not be limited to a carbon Pesach. The fact that the Mishnah limits it to a carbon Pesach, it must be that the reason is not because of the fact that a Pesach is a mitzvah iveris. The Rishash says a different teretz. He says it's difficult to call a Pesach a mitzvah iveris because as we're going to learn, the next parak, we've learned it already, that there's a makeup for Pesach Rishon. There's Pesach Sheni. So you can't call Pesach a mitzvah of Averus if you have Pesach Sheni where you can make it up. So we learned further in our Mishnah, Hashemei al Meisoi, or Hamalakit Atzomis, may eat kachim that even. Ask the Gemara, Malakir Thomas, if he's an individual who is gathering the remnants of his parents, so then he becomes Tomei. And if he becomes Tomei, Haboi Hazar Shlishi Vishvi, he has to have full-fledged Tahara. Why can he eat Kabonis that night? Amos, says the Gemara, it's not that he actually was the one that was the Malakin of Tzomis. As Shalik the Loy Tzomis, they brought Tzomis on, they collected his parents at Tzomis. So he didn't come in direct contact with those Tzomis, but since it's the day that they had Likud Tzomis of his parents, it's enough to make him into an Einan. We learned in the Mishnah Ger, Shin's Gai Ber Pesach, the Ger that became a Ger, on Er Pesach, the Loch is, he has to have Mila, and the Gemara says, after he had Mila, he had to bring Kabonis when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. And then he has to have Tefillah, and he's a full-fledged Ger. And the Gemara said, the question, Machlokes B'Sham Beis Hillel, can he eat the Karban Pesach that night if he did the Mila on Erev Pesach? Amar Rabbi B'Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Machlokes that we have between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel is by an oral Nochri, by a guy who in his Gair. The Beis Hillel Savri, we won't let him eat Karban Pesach that night. Gzeirah Shemi Yitm L'Shan Abba. Maybe next year, Erev Pesach, he will be a Tamei Meis. V'yomer Eshtakit, last year I also was Tamei. As I was an Akum, I also exposed myself to Niftarim. And Miloy Tovalti V'Chalti, and all I needed to do was go to the mikveh and be able to eat Karban Pesach in the evening. Achshav Nami, he'll think, Etbol V'Oichel, I'll go to the mikveh, now that I'm a Jew and became Tamei Meis, and tonight I'll eat the Karban Pesach. V'lo yoda, he won't recognize the shtakid last year, Nochri Havi, he was a non-Jew, lo mekabel tuma, hilchas tuma and tahara do not apply by non-Jews. And therefore, lo mekabel tuma. So he wasn't really a Tamei Meis because a non-Jew doesn't become a Tamei Meis. However, this year, Achshav Yisraelu Mekabel Tumah, and he'll eat the Karban Pesach tonight when he really is a Tamei Meis, which we've learned so many times that somebody who is a Tamei Meis may not eat from the Karban Pesach. You can't bring a Karban Pesach on his behalf. B'shamei Savri, loy gazrinan. There's no reason to make such a gzeirah. So I saw that the Sefer Daf Al Daf makes a wonderful point here. He says, if this ger is going to make such a mistake next year, so we'll tell him next year, don't make this mistake. Last year you were a Nochri, and this year you're a Jew. You have a very different, you're in a very different situation. So he says, from here we see that we're never supposed to remind a ger that you were a guy. So telling him next year, reminding him next year, your situation is so very different. Last year you were a Nochri, this year Yisrael is a different situation. We don't want to have to ever say that to a person who becomes a ger. Beshamai Savri lo gezrinin. Beshamai says there's no reason to make such a gzera. Aval Yisrael, if somebody was an oral on Erev Pesach and then he had a meal on Erev Pesach, divrei hakol toiv v'oichel as pischal erev. Everybody agrees that he could go to the mikveh after the mila and eat Karban Pesach that night. V'loy gazrinin, and even Beis Hillel doesn't go so far to loy gazrinin or Yisrael b'shem oral nachri. That far of a gazer we didn't make. And Tanya Nami Hochi says the Gemara, Amr b'shem ben Elazar, loy nechle b'shem Beis Hillel or Yisrael, there's no disagreement regarding an or Yisrael, sh'toiv v'oichles pischel erev, that he could go to the mikveh that night, amal nechleku din toim achleikis, is al noral nachri. And we don't make a gzera this year because of maybe next year. It's interesting, Tosfos points out that Or Yisrael, the halacha is divrei hakol toiv v'oichles pischel erev. So he says, where do we find that an oral should have, that after the bris milah, he has to go to the mikveh? So the Tosfos Yontov explains that when the Gemara says here, Taiva v'oichel, it means because tar is a regal, that there's a chayiv odom a tar atzma b'regal. And what meant here is that he has to go to the mikveh, like everyone has to go to the mikveh before Yontif. The Taisus Chedoshim gives a different teretz. He explains that it's similar to what we learned earlier. He says, regarding an oinen, since as long as somebody was an oral, he was not allowed to eat kachim, so he was never careful to be tar because he knew I can't eat kachim anyway. Now that he's going to be allowed to eat kachim because he's no longer an oral, so he's in a different category, and the halacha is that he could bring he has to go to the mikveh before he could eat any kachim. Says the Gemara, Amarava, Oral, Hazav Izmo, the case, and the Gemara, of course, will explain every one of these cases. The case of Oral, the case of Hazav, and the case of Izmo, Hamidu Devrayim, B'makom Karus. Chazal said that because we want to make a gzera, and even though the price for making this gzera will be that they won't bring a Karma Pesach, which carries an Oynish Karus, still, we want to make our gzera. However, oinin a mitzori beis a pras loyim rina devrayim b'makom karis. And because the question was that if we make this gzera, they won't bring a karm pesach, which of course, as we've learned today in the shir and other times, carries with it oinish karis. So Chazal did not make gzeras. Oral hadamoran, we just learned regarding Beis Hillel's opinion regarding an oral. Even though this person who became a Jew in Erev Pesach should technically be allowed to eat the Karm Pesach at night, Chazal don't let him eat the Karm Pesach that night because of the Gzeira next year, this year. Hazal, what's the case of Hazal? Domemar, the halacha we learned previously, is Hazal Shvus. The Issa to make Hazal on Shabbos is only the Rabbanan. There's two explanations. One explanation is because they were concerned that maybe you'll carry the water of the Azor, Dalat Amos Brishus Rabbim, or Rashi explains, it's Mechsi Kemesak and Gavra. It looks like you're fixing a person. Till now he was Tomei, now he's Toyer. And the halacha is that Eidah Doicha Shabbos, that let's say today Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and it's the last day it's the seventh day. If we'll do the Hazor today, this person will be able to eat the Karm Pesach tonight. And if we'll be able to eat the Karm Pesach tonight, we should do the Hazor for him today. It's only in a Sidra Bonin. Bring the Karm Pesach on his behalf today. And tonight, he'll be able to participate in the eating of the Karm Pesach. Chazal took their position very seriously and said, no, we will not allow the Karm Pesach to be brought. We will not allow Hazor to be done on Shabbos Erev Pesach, even if the price to pay is that this Jew will not eat the Karm Pesach tonight. Izmo, the Tanya. And the halacha is that a bris can be done in Shabbos. And the halacha is that if in order to bring the knife, we may not carry the knife on Shabbos. Just like we may not carry the knife through Shus Rabbim, because you know that's an Issa Deraisa. The halacha is, Kach em avino yisa dargach gago is carrying it from roofs, Derech Chatzeris to Chatzeris, Derech Kafifois, open yards, which are all are carmelous. Even though, in all of the situation, the carrying is a Issa Derabonon, still, Chazal did not allow us to violate the Issa Derabonon of carrying in a carmelous. And Rashi explains that the Gemara here is speaking about somebody who has a son who did not have a bris milah, and now it's Erev Pesach on Shabbos. And the halacha is that if he won't make the bris for this child, he won't be able to eat from the Karm Pesach, because the halacha is if somebody has a child who's an oral, he may not participate in the Karm Pesach. As we learned, milah zechor of avodov makvosoi melech Pesach. Still, Chazal said that even though that's the price that's going to be paid, all that's required is carrying the knife through a carmelis, a drabonon. We won't allow it to happen because the halacha is that the Chazal will not prepare to waive this drabonon of carrying in a carmelis. However, Rashi says we're not talking about the bris of the child, because The bris of the child is not something that carries with it karis, because he's only a child, and as long as eventually he'll have a bris mila, that's enough that he should not. That's enough to be that it's that he's not considered a that he's not considered that he was over a chiyuv karis. So Shar Melech asks if the halacha now is telling us that the Rabbanan told this father that you're not allowed to carry the bris, the knife, to even through a karmelus, so then why shouldn't the father be allowed to eat the Karmel Pesach? He's an oinus. He wanted to make a bris for the child. He couldn't make the bris for the child because Chazal didn't let him carry the knife. An oinus rachmana patre, and he should be allowed to eat for the Karmel Pesach. So the Shar Melech answers that this is not considered an oinus, because what he should have done is he should have prepared the knife in a place from Erev Shabbos that he should be able to make the bris. The fact that he didn't prepare it before is his fault, and therefore we cannot call such an individual an oinim. So these were the three cases where Chazal insisted that their din, the Rabbanan, be followed, even though the price that we paid is that this person won't eat for the Karban Pesach. But then we see situations where Chazal waived this Rabbanan. One is the case of Oinon, where we learned and we began today's shir that the individual is an Oinon the day of Erev Pesach, but by the night of Pesach will only be an Oinon the Rabbanan. Chazal said we could bring a Karban Pesach on his behalf, even though by bringing the Karban Pesach on his behalf, even though he's going to be eating the Karban Pesach when he's an Oinon the Rabbanan. The next case is Metzora. The halach is that when Metzora becomes healthy, the Kohen says he no longer has the Negat Tzuras. He's Tamei for 7 days. On the seventh day, he has to go to the mikveh. And on the eighth day, he has to bring three kabonas, an oila, an achatos, and an osham. And then he also has to bring a loig shemen. He has to take from the blood of the carbon osham and from the oil and put it on his right ear, right thumb, and right toe. But there's a problem. The Metzora cannot enter into the Azara, because before the Kabbanos are brought on his behalf, he's a Mechusa Kippurim, and a Mechusa Kippurim may not enter the Azara. On the other hand, the Dam and the Shemen cannot be taken outside of the Azara, because then there would be a Psul Yotze if they're taken out of the Azara. So what they did was, they put the Metzora stood on the Shara Nikner, and as we learned earlier on that Pehei Amabez, the Shara Nikner did not have the Kedushas Azara, and he puts his fingers, his toes, into the Azara, and that's why he solves all the problems. Why is that not a problem? Two reasons. One reason, the Gemara Masechta Zvachim Daf Lamed Beis Amabez explains, because Bia B'miksa Loishma Bia, a partial Bia is not considered as if he actually went into the Azara. And the other pshat is because that was the rule. We have to be able to juggle everything. That on one hand, he should be able to go through the Tara process, which the Torah requires he go through. And on the other hand, he can't go into the Azara. So that's why this is Mutter. So explains the Gemara Matzora Mahi. The Tanya Matzora Shechal Shmini Shloi Be'er Pesach. If the eighth day is Erev Pesach, v'ro keri by b'yoyim. He also becomes a bal keri. He has an emission of semen. Though we know, that we discussed earlier in the Masechta, a bal keri may not enter, and that Samach Zayin on a beis, a bal keri may not enter the entire Harabayis. So now what do we do with him? The loch is toivel. He goes to the mikveh, and he goes into the Harabayis, and he does all of the procedure that we just described, we do with a Metzora, Veichel, and then he eats from his Karban Pesach that night. Because, Amar Chachamim, Sha'af Bishat Tful Yoyim, if somebody was a Balkari and he went to the mikveh, he's considered a Tful Yoyim until he has Harav Shemesh, and until he has Harav Shemesh, the halacha is Eid and Nichnas, he's not allowed to go into the Harabayis. This Metzora, who is a Tful Yoyim on Erev Pesach, Nichnas, we allow him to go into the Harabayis. Because Mutav Yoveh Essay Shesh Beikaris, the essay of eating, being able to eat the Karban Pesach tonight, is Doicha, the Isser of Ebay Chorus of a Balkari of a Tful Yoim entering the Harabayas. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan explained this Gemara. Tva Torah fill Isser is Ebay. Mid the Raisa, the Isser for Tful Yoim to enter the Harabayas is only mid Rabbanan. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yamad Yehoshafat B'kahal Yehud of Yishlayim B'beis Hashem L'fnei HaChotzer HaChadosha. Yehoshafat stood in front of the Harabayis and it's called the Chotzer HaChadosha. Matt asked the Gemara, what is meant when it's called a Chotzer HaChadosha? Answers the Gemara, Shechit Shebay Dover. That day they said a new halacha, and they said Shetful Yoim Lo Yikanes B'machna Leviyah, that Tful Yoim not only may not enter the Machna Shechina, but may not enter the Machna Leviyah, which, as we've explained previously, means the entire Harabayis. That was a din de Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon waived that din in order that this Mitzayra, who's a Tful Yoim, should be able to eat the Korban Pesach, the night of Pesach, because again, the Korban Pesach is such an important mitzvah to say because it carries it with it a chiyuv karis. Beis HaBras is a field that there was a kever there and the entire field got plowed. Chazal made a gzera that whoever goes within 100 amma of where there was the kever should be tamei, because we need to be concerned that perhaps the plow dragged the bones along the entire field. And therefore, somebody who's walking there may be moving the bone and removing even a small bone, etzem kesaira. And the halach is, an etzem kesaira is metama if somebody maga touched it or carried it. So the halacha by Beis HaBras, the Tanan, b'shavin b'sham b'shilu, the Mishnah Masechta Ohalois, Perek Yutchalos, Mishnah Dalet teaches us that everybody agrees when it comes to walking through a Beis HaPras, Shaboit Kim Loisei Pesach. If somebody needs to make a Korban Pesach and he has to walk through a Beis HaPras, if he has no other way to get to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Korban Pesach, he can walk through this field by checking, walking and checking, blowing in front of himself and seeing if there are no bone fragments. And by seeing if there are no bone fragments, he'll be able to continue walking. However, the halach is, v'ein boikim loich le'truma. Somebody who wants the truma cannot rely on this type of examination. And if he walks through such a field, we will not allow him to eat truma until he is tar himself. And again, why were we lenient for somebody who's going to eat the Korban Pesach? The same reason is because it's an essay shiyesh by Karis. So the Mashah asks a question that we had earlier. Maybe by Korban Pesach, Chazal were lenient because it's an essay shiyesh by Karis. It's because it's a mitzvah veris. Tonight passes, then I can't have the Korban Pesach anymore. By Truma, there's no obligation that that the Kohen has to specifically eat the Truma today. He can eat it another time. So the answer is that the same answer that we gave earlier. Pesach is not called a mitzvah veris, because by Pesach also, we always have the option of Pesach Sheni. My Boitkim, so ask the Gemara, how exactly do we do this examination? Amar b'yudam shmuh, menapeich b'sipras v'hoylich. You go through the entire Beis HaPras, and as you're walking, you check in front of you if there's any bone fragments. So the Rishonim ask, how would that work? If maybe as you're doing that type of an examination, you're being mal ala on the bone, you're going to be over the bone, and the halacha is that somebody who's over a bone becomes tumas oil. So the answer is, since it's only a small bone, there's no tumas oil on a bone that's only etzem kesaira. There's another halacha that we could lean on, based on prasa nidish. If this entire field was very much plowed up, that's a proof that there are no bones. And since there's a proof that there's no bones, that's enough to rely on that he's tahor. There's machlokes rishonim. When we say that he's tahor, is it tahor entirely, or is only tahor as far as these halachas are concerned? But otherwise, once we said he's tahor, or we're only makel for these halachas, but afterwards he's going to have to be metahar himself. The Rishonim also point out that there's another way of examining, and is that taking the earth of the field and sifting it and see if there are any bone fragments. But the Rishonim say we only rely on that, but the Eved, after he walks through the field, otherwise we wouldn't rely on that l'chatchila. So our Gemara, as we conclude the Perek, makes a very interesting point. The Gemara spoke about six different situations. By three of them, the Gemara says Chazal was strict, and they were concerned about Rabbonans, even though the price that was paid was that the person won't eat the Korban Pesach that night. And by three of them, Chazal waived. So what's the test when Chazal were lenient and when Chazal was strict? So the Rabbeinu Chananel says, in a situation where it's very possible that somebody's going to come to do an aveira that there's a chiv karis, the ger may come to eat next year Korban Pesach when he's tamei. The person may be b'chal Shabbos with Hazor or Ismail, that's where Chazal was strict. Where the results that can happen by violating the Rabbanan are not that serious, Chazal were more lenient. The Rambam takes a different approach. He says, when it comes to the ger, he's not mechuyev b'mitzvahs until Chazal tell him that he's mechuyev b'mitzvahs. So Chazal said, this year you don't have to eat a Korban Pesach. Regarding Hazor, the halacha is that you don't have to do the Hazor necessarily on Shabbos. And therefore, Chazal said, don't do the Hazor on Shabbos. And the same thing by the Ismail. Since the Ismail, as we said when we learned the Shir, could have been brought before Shabbos, Chazal was strict. Rabbeinu David has a different way of explaining. Where Chazal was strict, Chazal made a gzeira on every oral that should not make Korban Pesach. The same, every Hazor, Chazal said, should never take place on Shabbos. When it's a unique situation, when it's not a general rule, their Chazal were more lenient. Hanu lacha isha, hanu lacha isha, hanu lacha isha. This perek begins to discuss the halachas of Pesach Sheni. The Torah HaKadosh says that if somebody could not have brought the Pesach Rishon, the halacha is he should bring Pesach Sheni. As the Torah says, Ish ish kiyah tamei lenefesh, oy bedarach urchoyko lechem, oy ledorei seichem, v'asa Pesach Lashem, b'chodesh Hasheni b'abba asa yoyim, bein abayim yasa oysoy, amatzis emrur miyachlua, loyishirim ena abayker, v'etzer mela yishberboy, kichol chukas ha-Pesach yasa oysoy, v'isha shutar b'derech lechoyo, v'chod nolasas ha-Pesach, v'nichrasa nefeshim ha-meki, kamen Hashem lahikra, b'me'adoy, chreta yisa ishehil. Says the Gemara Misha Yotamei, if somebody was Tamei or Bederek or Chayka, Loi Asa Sarishin, he didn't make Pesach Rishin, Yasa Sasheni, he should make Pesach Sheni. Shogag, if somebody was a Shogig with Pesach Rishin, Oinenes, there was something that happened beyond his control that prevented him to bring the Korban Pesach Rishin, Loi Asa Sarishin, here too, the Halacha is Yasa Sasheni. So the question is, our Gemara, we quoted the Pasuk, the Mishnah just mentioned the Pasuk of Derech Rechoika. What is a Derech Rechoika? Or better said, when is the point? At what point of the day is the person identified as an individual who was Derech Rechoika? So Rashi says that we look at where the person was at Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says we look at where the person was at the morning, Alois HaShachar, of Erev Pesach. So we're learning the halacha is that a person who's a Derech Rechoika is potter from last making a Korban Pesach. If he did make a Korban Pesach, he's potter mikaris. Is there a chiv deraisa, however, for a person to avoid being in such a situation? The Michas Chinuch says that, of course, every person has to try to do whatever he can not to be in a situation of being a Derech Rechoika, of being potter from Korban Pesach. The Tzlach disagrees. The Tzlach says that if a person is where he's supposed to be on Erev Pesach, so there the halacha is near the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach, so that individual should bring on Korban Pesach. But the Tzlach says that there is no obligation for a person to go out of his way to be next to the Beis HaMikdash in order to bring the Korban Pesach. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that all of these individuals are in the same category, ask the Gemara, why did this Torah HaKadosh single out the Tamei Derech HaChayka? Answers the Gemara, She'elu, somebody who's Tamei or Derech HaChayka, Patur Mer Karis, that they're part from Karis, that somebody who was B'Derech HaChayka, even though he could have avoided being Derech HaChayka, he's still part from Karis. Ve'elu, but somebody who's not a Shagigah and Oynus and didn't bring a Korban Pesach, such an individual is Chayav B'Karis for not bringing the Korban Pesach. So the Rambam in the Parish Mishnayos in the Bar Tanur says, the Mishay Tamei B'Derech HaChayka B'Rishin, and he didn't bring a Korban Pesach Sheni B'Mezid, he's not Chayav B'Karis. Because since, as we just explained, he was Potter from Pesach Rishin, somebody who was part of a Pesach Rishon, if he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, then he's not Chayiv Karis. However, the Rambam says, if somebody was a Shoigig or Oynus in Pesach Rishon, and then Pesach Sheni he didn't bring B'mezid, he is going to be Chayiv Karis. So the Sefer Asa D'Raisa explains, from here we see that a person who is an Oynus, there's a halachic discussion, how does the halacha look at an individual as an Oynus? Does the halacha look at an individual who's an oynus? Oynus Rachmana Patri. He's entirely potter from the mitzvah. Or is oynus Rachmana Patri mean he has an excuse and we can't punish him, but we can't say that he's potter from the mitzvah, that he's entirely potter from the mitzvah. So based on the Rambam that we just quoted, the Sefer Asun D'Raisa says, From here we see that he's really chayiv in the mitzvah. Because the Rambam says, if this person didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, he's an oynus. As we just explained, he's potter from Karis. But the Rambam says that by Pesach Sheni, if he'll be a mezid, he won't be like somebody who's Tamei Derech Rechayka. He will be chayiv Karis, because an oynus is not such a strong excuse. We also, the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe used to say from here, we see the power of the smallest act. The difference between a derech rechayka, being a derech rechayka and not being derech rechayka is one step. One step could change who you are. Are you a person that's mechuyev a mitzvah? Are you a person who's potam in a mitzvah? He says the same thing regarding a gemara that we learned on daf pev hey, when you are part of a minyan, when you're not a part of a minyan. If you're one step inside the room, then you're part of the tzibur, you're part of the kehillah. One step outside the room, and you're not part of the kehillah. The smallest step, the smallest act that a person does has very serious reverberations. Itma. So it begins the Gemara, Hayy B'derech Rechayka. If somebody was B'derech Rechayka when the Korban Pesach was being brought, after Chatzos, on Erev Pesach, v'shachtu v'zarkulov, and they brought a Korban Pesach on his behalf. And that because tonight, Pesach, he's going to arrive in Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman Amar Hurtzo, Rav Nachman says he's yoytze the mitzvah Korban Pesach, he need not bring a Pesach Sheni, and Rav Sheshes Amar Hurtzo, he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Rav Nachman Amar Hurtzo, Rav Nachman says he's okay. Mechsud Rachman on love. The Torah had Rachmanus on somebody who's a Derech Rechayka that he's not Chayef Karis if he didn't participate in the Pesach Rishon. However, Ovid, if he did participate, Tavala Bracha, great. Resheshes Amalai Hortza. Just like a Tamei doesn't have an option to bring a Korban Pesach, or that a Korban Pesach should be brought on his behalf, this individual is the same. The Torah connects him, and it's somebody who is a Derech Rechayka is exempt, excluded from the Korban Pesach, and even if the Korban Pesach was brought on his behalf, and even if he's going to be able to eat it tonight, because he'll be here, it didn't work. Amar Rav Nachman Menor Amin Allah. So Rav Nachman says, what's the basis for my position? The Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Misha Yotamei Derech Rechayka V'Loyasos Arishin, Yases Hasheni. What's the wording of the Mishnah? Mechlal, that he can make Sheni. But it says V'Loyasos, means if he wanted to do it, he could do it. Rav Sheshes Amalach, Rav Sheshes says, if that's what's meant, when the Mishnah said the words V'Loyasos, means he didn't do it, but if he wanted to, he could have. Sefer. Let's continue learning the Mishnah. Diktani shagugin nenes. V'layasa sarishin yasis asheni. Minaktani v'layasa. That it means mechlal di be'avid. That again, it means that he could have if he wanted to. How can we say he could have if he wanted to? The Mishnah just identified this individual as a person who's a shogig, who doesn't know that today is Pesach. He's a nenes. He didn't know any. He can't bring the Karan Pesach. Elo. How do we have to understand the Mishnah? We have to understand that the Sefer is talking Mezik Katani Bedayu. The Mezik is also mentioned together with the Shagig Venes Nenes. And the Mishnah, and on the Mezik, the Mishnah is saying V'loy Asa, because he could have done it and he didn't do it. Hachinami, in the ratio, we're going to have to include the Oinen Katani Bedayu, and together with the person who's Tamei and Darkur Chayka. And then on him, the Mishnah says V'loy Asa, because as we learned at the beginning of our Shir today, for Oinen, we could have brought the Karban Pesach, because as we learned, bring the Karban Pesach for him today, Erev Pesach, and he'll be able to eat it tonight. Amar of Ashi, Masnisa Namideka. In fact, he wants to prove that we have to add in the Reisha the case of an Oinen, and in the Sefer we have to add the case of a Mezid. The Ktani, the Mishnah said, Eilu Putur Minacharis, Veilu Chayovin. Ahai, which case did the Mishnah say Yechayv Karis? Ilema, if we're going to say Shogig V'Onenes, Shogig V'Onenes B'nei Karis Nenu, if somebody didn't do something because he was a Shogig or Onenes, he's Chayv Karis, El Lav, we have to speak about a Mezid V'Onen, and they, a Mezid who deliberately didn't bring a Karim Pesach, or Onen, who as we just said, could bring a Karim Pesach, they are individuals who are Chayv Karis, because why didn't you bring the Karim Pesach? So we'll see that we have to add these cases in the Mishnah. Rav Nachman Amaloch, Rav Nachman, in defending his explanation, he says, I agree that in the Sefer, we have to add the case of a Mezid. But, and in the case of the Mezid, that's where the halach is, that if he didn't bring the Karan Pesach, he's Chayiv Karas. Ubedinu de Be'olam is Nechayiv. And the Mishnah should have said it Chayiv B'loshin Yochid, because the Sefer is speaking about an Oinus, a Shogig and a Mezid, but the Chayiv Karas is only by the Mezid. So if the Mishnah is also speaking about an Oinen, so we understand the word Chayovim. We have two people, the Oinen and the Mezid. But if we're only speaking about a Mezid, why did the Mishnah say Loshin Yochid, Rabim, Chayovim? The Mishnah should have said Loshin Yochid, Chayiv. Says the Gemara, V'adit Tani Chayovim, Adit Tani Reisha Peturim. The Reisha is speaking both about the Tamei and Derek Rechayka, and therefore use the Loshin Rabim, Tani Sefer Chayovim. How do I know that somebody who's with Derek Rechayka, there is no option to bring a Karban Pesach on his behalf? The Tanya Rekiva Omer. The Torah says, as we read earlier in the Shir, Ish Ish Kiya Tamil Nefesh Ay B'Derek Rechayka L'Chem Ol Derek Seichem V'Asa Pesach L'Hashem. Says Rav Sheshes, says Rav Kiva. Nema, the Pasuk speaks about a Tamei who's pushed to Pesach Sheni, the Nema of Derek Rechayka, and the Torah speaks about a Derek Rechayka who's pushed to Pesach Sheni. Ma Tamei, when we speak about a Tamei, Shesipek beyond the Lassus, he could have brought the Karban Pesach, Veina Oisa, but the Torah says you can't because you're Tamei. After Rechayka Nami, even if Shesipek beyond the Lassus, that somebody could bring a Karban Pesach on his behalf, and Oisa may not be brought on behalf of somebody who's B'derek Rechayka. Rav Nachman Amalach, Rav Kiva Tamei. Rav Kiva is following his opinion, an issue that we discussed previously. The Kusava ain't Sharkim Vishdorikim Tamei Sheretz. Somebody who's a Tamei Sheretz, so that person has to go to the mikvah and have Harif Shemesh. So let's say somebody is a Tamei Sheretz on Erev Pesach. So that individual who's a Tamei Sheretz on Erev Pesach, go to the mikvah Erev Pesach, and tonight you'll already be after Harif Shemesh and be able to eat the Karban Pesach. Says Rabbi Kiva that since right now he's Tamei, we can't bring Karban Pesach on his behalf. And therefore Rabbi Kiva holds, the same thing is B'derek Rechayka. Even though this person will be here tonight, but right now he's not here, and because right now he's not here, we can't bring a Karban Pesach on his behalf. However, says Rev Nachman, I of the opinion, that if somebody, even though right now
cannot participate in the Korban Pesach because he's a Tomei Sheretz. But right now he could go to the mikveh and tonight have Harav Shemesh. And therefore tonight he will be able to eat the Korban Pesach. That's a good enough situation to bring a Korban Pesach for such a person. And therefore the same thing by somebody who is Bederek Rechoika, even though right now he's Bederek Rechoika, but if tonight he'll be here and be able to participate in the Korban Pesach, it's good enough for us to be able to bring the Korban Pesach on his behalf and he'll eat the Korban Pesach tonight and be yotze the mitzvah.